Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're continuing on with a message about the power of God's Word. And I may not finish today, and we may have to continue next week, but we'll do that. But I want to be able to share with you and pray with you that we can walk in a greater revelation, a greater understanding, possessing to a much greater extent than we have walked in the past, the beauty, the knowledge, the power that abides in the Word of God, because that's what's going to give us the ability to move in the miraculous, to move in the power of God, which we so need these days. There's increasing supernatural activity. The heart of man hungers after that. That's why there's been such an emergence of the occult and demonic presence. Why? Because people they're looking for answers. They know in their own spirit, human spirit, they know there's more than this natural realm. And so they're seeking power through the occult, power through the demonic. And God has, that is an abomination before the Lord, but there is genuine, real power available to the body of Christ if we will believe it. And of course, one of the strategies of the enemy is to say, well, that's not for today. That's true. It happened in the early church and Jesus did miracles, but today, well, you just have to serve God the best way you can. Well, beloved, Jesus hasn't changed. The Word of God has not changed. God's will hasn't changed. So we need to be in that same authority, that same anointing. Why? Because we are the body of Christ. When Jesus' physical body left this earth, He's the head of the church. He left His body, each of us, members in particular of the body of Christ, to do the works, and even greater works shall you do, because I go to the Father. Those are the very words of Jesus. Was He lying? I don't think so. That's what His heart is for His church. And so, beloved, I'm doing everything I can in terms of preaching, in terms of prayer, that we can come into that place of authority. You know, outside of Christ, we're morally bankrupt. We're failures, every one of us. But in Christ, we are new creations. We bear the very seed of righteousness, Christ Jesus, in us. He dwells in our spirit, whereby, having done that, having accepted Jesus, we then become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And beloved, when you confess the living Word, when the living Word is spoken through your lips in faith, it brings God on the scene of your need and brings victory and joy and prosperity to those who are defeated. Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. He took our sentence of death in Himself, thereby paying our debt on Calvary's cross. But that didn't end there. He rose from the dead, and He carried His blood into the heavenly Holy of Holies and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. The unveiling of the work of Christ to us through God's Word shows what God did for us in Christ. The Apostle Paul was given such understanding, such revelation of the work of Christ, and he shares that with the church in the epistles that he wrote. He gave Christ the place, the lamb ransom, if you will, in our place. He shows how clearly Jesus was our substitute for our offenses and sin. Because it was imperative that Satan's authority over man be broken, Christ did not rise from the dead until he had conquered Satan's dominion, forever breaking his dark powers over everyone who would receive Jesus, over everyone who would believe. Colossians 1:13-14 boldly proclaims, listen to this, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness. That's what he did. But he did something further. He translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our sins. When we accept Christ into our lives, we are translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. This is what the new birth is all about. It gives us a new position. It causes us to be made alive. We are born again. We have spiritual life not now in us, not spiritual death. It gives us a new position, a new relationship with God. And if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, then you've been delivered out of Satan's authority. We have been made the family of God, and our redemption is in Christ. We've been redeemed, and Satan has no legal authority or right or power over you. That has been established. Jesus has done everything he possibly could do. But what do we see? In some cases, the church, individual members of the body, have relinquished their power and let the devil lord it over them, to let him master and take authority over their lives. But I have good news for you, beloved. I see it. I experience it in the Spirit. The body of Christ is rising out of its lethargy, out of its slumber. And the giant of God in this earth is beginning to rise to the master's call. Praise God. She no longer sits in deep slumber. She no longer looks at the circumstances with clouded eyes or dulled hearing. There's a stirring, beloved, in the tops of the mulberry trees, and the body of Christ is awakening. She's being refreshed. She's being empowered to burst forth, if you will, on the earth scene as the powerhouse she was meant to be. If God demonstrated such authority through the early church, don't you suppose that the latter day church, the church that's living in the very end of time, is not going to have not just the same power, but even greater authority, even greater anointing? He's saving the best for last. Jesus Christ is not returning for a limped, washed out, burned out bride, but his bride is going to be alive, rejoicing, casting out demons, healing the sick, proclaiming life to those who are dead in sin. Beloved, we haven't seen anything yet. You know, the parable of the virgins, the 10 virgins, five were wise, five were foolish. Well, the wise virgins had oil in their lamps. That refers to the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. If you believe, these signs shall follow. That's what Mark said, right? Hallelujah. Satan is the personification of sin, and sin shall not have dominion over you. Paul proclaimed in Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. A.B. Simpson said, do we know the power of our supernatural weapon? God baptized us with holy audacity and divine confidence. God is not wanting great men, but those who will dare to prove the greatness of their God. Oh, beloved, when the church fully realizes that Satan no longer has dominion over her, when the individual members of his body are, first of all, taught and understand and then begin to walk in their authority over Satan. And beloved, when you understand and believe this without a shadow of a doubt, you will no longer fear him, for Satan has been conquered. Perfect love casts out all fear. Let me share this beautiful passage of scripture found in Romans, the 8th chapter, familiar but so beautiful, 31-39. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. I'm going to pause there. Beloved, that's what Jesus is doing for you every day, praying to the Father for you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans 3:26 says, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and we'll continue next week as the Lord directs. But I want to close in prayer. If you will join your heart with me. Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing your word, and we thank you, Lord, that you are going to raise up your body in this hour. We thank you, Lord, you've given us faith, every man a measure of faith, and Lord, you're going to quicken and activate that faith, that we will be bold as a lion. That's what your word said. The righteous are bold as a lion, and that we will move out in faith on your word, and we will preach and declare your word. We'll be able to witness through the word of God, and Lord, there will be signs following. We thank you for the authority that you have given us. Forgive us, Lord, that we have not walked personally in that kind of demonstration and power. But we thank you, Lord, that you are anointing us and that we will go forth as members of your body, declaring the living Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been such a joy to minister the word of God. I love the word. I pray your love increases more and more every day for the word and for the living word, Jesus. The announcement. So we'll give our contact information. I do invite you to write. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, drop me a line. It's good to be encouraged by radio family members, and I pray for you every day. Until next week, this is Sister Glass A. Make God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,